How would you prioritize the competing needs of students with a limited budget? And what's your philosophy of determining which needs come first? For example, with the governor's proposed funding model, districts with more English language learners and poor students will receive a greater percentage of funding than better funded districts. With the constant battle between Title I and non-Title I schools in LAUSD, how will you assure parents that English language learners will receive what they need, but middle class, well-performing, and gifted students who have sustained ongoing budget cuts, rundown facilities, mm-hmm. and no supplemental supports will also be properly funded?
Yeah, we need to make sure in this system that we are respecting all of our parents and taking care of all of our parents and all of our kids. I support the governor's proposed change in the funding formula because it's going to mean more money for LAUSD, and we desperately need more money in LAUSD. One of the skills that I think I'm going to bring to this job that I think we also desperately need are the oversight skills I learned working for Congressman Henry Waxman. So I work for Congressman Waxman in Washington, D.C. on his oversight committee. And the oversight committee of Congress is the one that digs into the executive branch and makes sure that it's spending its money well. And we desperately need that in this $7 billion bureaucracy. So the three planks of my platform are effective teacher, innovative schools, and the third one is adequately funding education. And a big part of how I'm going to do that is make sure that every dollar that we are spending in this $7 billion bureaucracy, every dollar possible, is going down to the school site.